Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cestrino, back with this week's Survivor Burning Question, and we've got a good one. And it's one that a lot of people are talking about this week because for the second time this season, we heard the account of a player who said that they had built an exact replica of a challenge that they just completed on the show. Now, every week, I get a lot of suggestions from our listeners about what are we going to talk about on the Burning Question, and they're all great. Thank you to the patrons for that. But this week, I'm going to give the credit to Stephen Fishback for something that he brought up on Survivor Know-It-All. Stephen and I, we were talking about the controversial reaction to Carson 3D printing this week's puzzle. And I want to take a deeper look into this trend of players memorizing Survivor's recurring challenges. Let's start with, why is this happening now after 44 seasons? Well, we do have some extra insight this season because of the official Survivor podcast, On Fire with Jeff Probst. Jeff addressed the idea of reusing the puzzles on a recent episode called Choosing the Castaways a little after the 12-minute mark. Let's hear what Jeff had to say about this.
I will say one thing I like about our puzzles right now is we've decided to keep some of our iconic puzzles and repeat them. And you're starting to see, especially younger people who grew up watching Survivor when they were eight or nine, they start making 3D puzzles. And then sometimes you get lucky and the season you're on has a puzzle that you made a 3D model of and you kill it. I love that because it rewards preparation.
Yeah,
these are people who were doing this for years before they even got on the show. And it pays off.
So the Survivor producers, or at least Jeff, seem to be really psyched about this idea that this is happening. But a lot of people are big mad or bag mad, depending on where you're from, about the whole situation. But is it something that's worth getting big mad over? I think that there are two questions that we should try to address about this issue. And I think that they're the same two questions that the Survivor producers should be asking themselves about every single part of the show. Is it fair and is it good TV? Now, as often as possible, Survivor should be making sure that the answer to both those questions is always yes. However, in this instance, I'm not sure that that's the case. Now, let's discuss the idea of whether or not this is fair by looking back at how we got to this point. Now, I want to take a second and just shout out the great YouTuber, Peridium, friend of the podcast. He does a great series about hacking the challenges, which surely is going to need another update at the end of season 44. It's a really fun watch, and he does talk about this here. I want to go back to Survivor 30, Worlds Apart. No collar, blue collar, white collar. And in the first immunity challenge, the contestants had the option to finish with a 5, 10, or 50-piece puzzle. The white collar tribe selected to do the 50-piece puzzle, which was just a bunch of number tiles. But the no collar and the blue collar tribe selected the 10-piece puzzle, which happens to be the same puzzle that Carson 3D printed and solved on this week's episode because time is a flat circle. However, nobody chose the 5-piece puzzle. As the legend would have it, Survivor podcaster Colin Stone thought it would be pretty likely that Survivor wasn't going to let a good 5-piece puzzle go to waste. And prior to Spencer Bledsoe returning for second chances in season 31, Colin Stone passed along his idea to Spencer. Now, the best current record of all of this is from a 2015 Reality Blurred article where Andy Denhart details the conversation. And sure enough, look what pops up in season 31, the 5-piece puzzle. Jeff even set up the puzzle as having its own second chance story.
In our first challenge of our 30th season, this was one of three puzzle choices. Nobody chose it. So the second chance story is the puzzle, finally getting a chance to be run.
So it's the immunity challenge at the final seven. There's a big race into the ocean that involves jumping over boats and running back to the shore that culminates with the 5-piece puzzle. Jeremy gets there first, but Spencer shows up a little behind him. And just as Jeff says, how fast anybody can solve it.
This is the kind of puzzle you solve in an instant, and Spencer just did.
Would you believe it? Spencer wins immunity. Now, after medical attends to Tasha, who has like a panic attack in the water, kind of a scary moment, they finally get back to giving the necklace to Spencer, and Jeff can't even believe how fast he did it.
I gotta tell you, we have tested that puzzle a lot. Nobody ever has done it that fast, ever. That was amazing. Congratulations.
Spencer says nothing, probably a little worried that the teacher is going to be mad that he cheated on the test. Little does Spencer know how Jeff feels about it. Jeff would have wrote Spencer another letter if he would have known he studied ahead of time. In Millennials versus Gen X, though, David Wright plays for the first time. And to my knowledge, he was the first player to ever 3D print the tree puzzle that Carson solved this week. And I know this because I saw his audition tape. So after David finishes fourth place in Millennials versus Gen X, David wants to take his preparation to the next level for season 38. So here's David describing what he did to get ready for the Edge of Extinction from a Ponderosa video after the game.
I screen capped every single Survivor puzzle that has ever been made into a 2-volume set. This is volume 2.
He even 3D printed more puzzles.
And then I made all these puzzles. I 3D printed the Cochrane puzzle from Karamoa.
And was this helpful for David?
And you know what? I'm sitting at Ponderosa, so as it turns out, doesn't matter how much preparation you do for Survivor, it just doesn't matter.
He even lost a challenge that was in his book.
And they were still on the spokes when we had already wheeled it up and raised our flag. And David was on that puzzle.
Didn't win.
But then, the moment that seems to be a tipping point for where all this happens in the new era, it's the final 11 reward challenge in season 41. And the teams are playing for grilled cheese. It's also the one awesome time that Jeff broke the fourth wall to tell us that he was hiding a secret advantage under the bench that Xander wasn't going to find. But it's a totally normal relay race through the water. You got to grab a buoy to bring it back. And those are the puzzle pieces. Now here comes Dr. Evie Jagoda, who takes charge and gets the puzzle solved almost instantly. And Evie says that they knew that puzzle.
I knew that puzzle. Yes,
and Jeff says, you knew the puzzle? And Evie explains.
I remember watching this on Edge of Extinction. I remember that tribe sucking so bad. And then they pulled out this puzzle. And I was like, I can make that puzzle out of beads in my house. And I did. And it paid off.
And then Jeff even breaks the fourth wall and maybe ultimately the game when he tells us this.
Listen to you future Survivor players. That's how you do it right there.
Now, Evie didn't use a 3D printer. They just used some hairpins to recreate the challenge. Ironically, a challenge that David Wright's tribe had a lot of struggles with in the Edge of Extinction. But it was that night that Jeff's message was heard loud and clear when he said, that's how you do it right there. And the future players were listening. So on season 42, which famously didn't see Survivor 41, we had players doing the types of things that players had done for years, like practicing slide puzzles on their phones, doing apps. Marianne even knows the name of Simotion, but she hasn't built Simotion at her house. But the group that shows up for Survivor 43 and Survivor 44 are built different. They heard when Jeff said that this is what we do in the new era. And in season 43, these players aren't messing around. While we didn't see any notable reused puzzles in season 43, check out this Twitter exchange from the other night. I jokingly tweeted, the 3D printer is undefeated on Survivor. And season 43 star and incredible fill-in know-it-all James Jones replied, Rob, I definitely did this puzzle a bunch. You actually kind of have to in this new era. So Dwight from Survivor 43, he jumps in with this blind item. I promise you, I know at least 5 people on Survivor 43 that had owned and practiced this tree puzzle while preparing for the season. And then Evie even jumped in to add, I do. Not sure if Evie does the tree puzzle or if Evie knows the answer to the blind item. But James Jones also messaged me to say that he did have a puzzle from the tribe portion of the game, the turtle puzzle that he had studied and memorized before playing. They didn't make it part of the show. And as we know, we get to season 44, where Matthew has built the snake maze out of plywood in his backyard. And Carson is 3D printing the tree puzzle and then shown on the air building it. And the question that we are left with is this fair? And this might be controversial, but I actually think it is. If Survivor is going to insist on letting you do this, we shouldn't be chastising the players like Matthew or Carson for doing so. It's not their fault if the game is flawed. I've seen a lot of people on social media talk about how, well, this could be unfair, because not everybody is going to have access to the financial resources to be able to 3D print survivor puzzles. Now, I actually was surprised to see 3D printers only cost about $250. I also got a DM from a listener who wanted me to pass along that your public library can also help you with 3D printing. There's also a number of Etsy shops that sell facsimile survivor puzzles for about $25 each. Not a sponsor, but my DMs are open. Now, while that's not nothing to start buying up puzzles to practice on, I do think it is a decent investment if you're deep in the survivor casting process with the opportunity to win $1 million. That being said, is this the best use of your prep time for survivor? I really don't think so. David Wright spent hours and hours working on that Bible and 3D printing puzzles that didn't help him one bit. Evie and Spencer lucked out that challenges they practiced actually showed up on the show. Spencer did win individual immunity, but I liked his chances in that spot to begin with, being one of the first people to work on the puzzle. Evie won a grilled cheese also before getting voted out in the next episode. This season, Matthew and Carson both helped earn immunity for their group on the last leg of a challenge. And in the process of acing the puzzle, both may have magnified a target on their back. Nobody has won the game or gained any significant advantage to this point from memorizing the puzzles. Most importantly, I don't want to see people stress out about creating or buying all the puzzles before you play Survivor. If you're getting anxiety about not having them, or if you enjoy doing them, by all means, have at it. It just may not be the best use of your time to improve yourself as a player before you go to Fiji. But back to that other question, is this good TV? Now, this is where the Survivor producers in the new era seem to be focusing their attention the most. The new era is all supposed to be about unpredictable, dangerous, fun. Who cares if there's a million advantages, right? This is fun. But as Mike White once asked, is it fun? The people who seem to be the most enamored with the idea of contestants memorizing puzzles before the show are the people who should despise it the most. What fun is it to watch people walk up to complicated puzzles and solve them easily because they memorize them? Could you imagine a contestant sweeping a category on Jeopardy only to reveal that they saw these exact questions on a rerun? Would the Jeopardy producers applaud this person as being the most prepared Jeopardy contestant? We've talked so much this season about how the game is weighted against the players who aren't the traditional strong challenge competitors. We've talked about it so much. But to me, there is currently an inefficiency in the game that can be exploited by the players who might be otherwise targeted for being weak challenge performers. So to the future Survivor players, memorize away, because you know the other players are going to be doing it too. And maybe, just maybe, when the entire cast of the show can solve a puzzle just by looking at it, that's going to be the point when production will realize that they need to make a change. I understand as a viewer that seeing players solve a puzzle from memory is a frustrating experience. It is to me too. But at its heart, Survivor is like a mini society. It takes all the ups and downs of normal life and packs them into living in this remote environment. The show is supposed to be about adapting to whatever comes your way, using your smarts, and bouncing back from adversity. So if players are 3D printing puzzles before the game, isn't that just tapping into that resourceful, innovative spirit that we would normally applaud? But that's the thing. Knowing what's coming kind of clashes with our traditional storybook idea of what Survivor is supposed to be. The show is supposed to be about the unexpected, the thrill of not knowing exactly what's coming next. When contestants 3D print the puzzles, it's like they're trying to turn Survivor into some kind of memorization contest instead of contestants braving the elements and each other. And at a time when we've already condensed from 39 days to 26 days, this shortcut mindset breaks the sense of authenticity, taking us further away from the classic idea of what Survivor is supposed to be. Don't hate the players, hate the game, because that's how they're making it easy for players to do. And until they change that, I think we're just going to see more of the same. We'll see if it happens again for any of the players in Survivor 44 when we are back on Wednesday night for the first post-mergatory episode of Survivor 44. I've been having so much fun this season creating these burning questions. I hope you've been enjoying them too. Thanks again for joining us. Make sure you hit subscribe if you're watching us here on YouTube. We appreciate the thumbs up, and I love to read your comments as well. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.